Okie dokie, and we're coming back in for the second hour, and today on the Barton Report we're discussing this entire debacle of fake news and propaganda, and this the people promoting fake, attacking others for fake news are the people putting out fake news. This is the very clever CIA Security Services attack to reintroduce McCarthyism and to hunt people into a corner and get rid of free speech. It is the most vicious attack on free speech ever invented. I'll just give out the number for the rest of the program. If you have anything to add to this, what we're discussing today, this disgraceful behavior by the mainstream media and Facebook and Google, is the number to phone in is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the elections coming up in Europe, quite a few coming up, the big ones being France, French election at the end of April, and it's really between Fillon, conservative, and Marine Le Pen, who is a most peculiar candidate, very right-wing on immigration, but a hardcore socialist as well. Typical French. And she has a chance of winning it, but what happens in these elections, unless you win it outright, 51%, there's a runoff between the two highest candidates, which will be Le Pen and Fillon. And at that stage, the socialists come out and they vote for the least right-wing candidates, and that's the way it goes in France. But she may have a chance of winning. I'd love to see it, because it would do appalling damage to the European Union, which is an organization that does not need to exist. People have weighed into all these arguments about the European Union. They forget the most basic one. That doesn't need to exist. There's already an organization called the Council of Europe, and it was set up after the war by Winston Churchill and the Allied powers, whereby all the countries of Europe, and regardless of denomination or religion or anything, could come together and have a forum to harmonize legislation and take action together when it's needed. And they were backed up by NATO, the defense of Europe. But now, when the Berlin Wall came down, NATO was meant to be reformed and etc. That never happened. So the entire, and the Merkel then opens up the gates to this totally destroyed Middle East, compass of the United States, and it is a gargantuan, shocking mess. But the people of Europe have 18 elections out of 28 countries are coming up in the next 18 months. They have a chance to vote accordingly. Let's see what they do. I'll be covering it on this program, what way it turns out. But this Claire Burnish, who writes very convoluted English, you know, she's well-meaning and activist post. I wouldn't criticize activist post as one of the finest sources of true factual news on the planet. And she's saying Germany, in response to punitive chaos in the United States election caused by fake news and the Russian hackers' propaganda, says Der Spiegel reports that the federal press office in the Chancellery, I'm repeating this, will take a sizable role in creating this fake news defense center, which will roll out a dystopian intensification of political education work. Oh, dear, oh dear. Especially targeting those the German government feels might be impressionable to fake news, particularly Russian Germans, Russian stroke German, or Turkish speaking people. Yeah, well, yeah. Fears that false reports could sway elections in Germany led officials to surmise arrangements for the centre should be negotiated very quickly, and rules for the 2017 election should be decided among the various political party rules. Dear. Now just get your voting pen out and vote against. Plans for this centre to slay false information sound eerily akin to the recent passage in the US of the in the 2016 National Defence Authorization Act, excuse me, which included blueprints for a wholly Orwellian global engagement centre. Global engagement centre, whoa. There's no end to these organisations. Effectively writing into law an American Ministry of Truth as text of the new law. And here's an example of what the new law states. The purpose of the centre shall be to lead, synchronise and coordinate efforts of the federal government to recognise, understand, expose and counter foreign state and non-state propaganda and disinformation efforts aimed at undermining United States national security interests. Wow. However, this is, I think that's the United States one, yeah. However, trepidation about fake news and covert but direct Russian influence over an election derived from a narrative, good Lord, positioned by American officials. This, Claire Bernie, she better learn to write. Although the Washington Post published an article declaring, in essence, every independent news outlet that discusses the contents of WikiLeaks documents detailing corruption within the Democratic establishment had been a willing or witless employee of Russian government. That's almighty. I can't pre-read all these documents. It's too long before the program, but this is, I'll just finish this out by publishing fake news. But the Washington Post, disgraceful newspaper, incidentally revealed in emails leaked to WikiLeaks to have colluded with Hillary Clinton's campaign, didn't stop there and proceeded to publish an article asserting unnamed officials in the CIA had performed a secretive assessment which concluded that the Russians had somehow hacked the US election. Well, none of the voting machines are connected to the internet. that's the first fact. It's just laughable. And as regards news, it's the most propagandized country in the world, the United States. I'll just finish this. Germany quickly highlighted the fake news hysteria threatening the social media behemoths with fines of $500,000, roughly, for each fake news item not removed within 24 hours. This is the alliance they're making with Facebook. But again, Facebook, God help us. And the other thing, there's a lot of articles here. I'll leave it till next week, really. But this other creeping underneath all this fake news propaganda, which is also bushfires and a very direct, insidious campaign, but underneath it all, this creep of the cashless society is coming up the line. And as I said, the agenda for the cashless society will surge forward in 2016. And there's a video here, after a short Australian propaganda video sponsored by the banks, Vinarmani breaks down signs the establishment agenda for a cashless society is moving forward full steam ahead in 2017. The Australian cashless program propaganda piece was entitled "The $100 Note to be Scrapped." This is the way they're doing it. They're working their way down from the high denomination notes into scrapping money altogether, which is absolutely vicious. We will then be entrapped in a digital cyber matrix, and we're destroyed if that happens. That's why I'm writing this book, when I get out soon. Australia looks set to follow in the footsteps of Venezuela and India by abolishing the country's highest denomination banknotes in a bid to crack down on the black economy. Well, the black economy, when you do that, will quadruple, probably 10,000 times. In India, what's going to happen within a year, the highest circulation of American dollars will be in India, in the black economy. That is why they've banned the 500 rupee note, which is 12 quid in money. I mean, that's a small denomination in terms of the Indian economy. And they're going to turn this idiot, who thinks he's involved in a power grab, has now destroyed the Indian's economy to collect tax, because you'll have a massive black economy using American dollars. Speaking to ABC Radio on Wednesday, Revenue and Financial Services Minister Kelly O'Dwyer flagged a review of the $100 note, this is in Australia, and cash payments over certain limits as the government looks to recoup billions in unpaid tax. That's total rubbish. Monday's mid-year budget update will include the appointment of former KPMG. Jesus, what a bunch they are. They are like the Goldman Sachs of accounting companies, KPMG. I have a lifetime of information on these people. They're vile. Global Chairman Michael Andrew, Global Chairman of KPMG, to oversee a black economy task force. What a bunch of them. It's like putting the mafia in charge of an ethics committee. The black economy amounts to 1.5% of GDP in Australia, given many cash payments are untaxed. They said, they're going to move to India now. Gizmodo recently wrote an article entitled "India's Prime Minister Plans for a Cashless Society." This Modi Prime Minister of India has an economic firestorm on his hands following his decision to ban the 500 and 1,000 rupee notes in his monthly address on Sunday. Modi took his ambitions further with a call for a cashless society. According to a translation by Reuters, Modi said, "I want to tell my small merchant brothers and sisters," as he calls them, small merchant brothers and sisters, "this is a chance for you to enter the digital world and be destroyed." The ban has removed 80% of the country's currency from circulation and brought commerce to a virtual standstill. Isn't that wonderful? But rather than backing up, it appears that Modi is doubling down. "We can gradually move from a less cash society to a cash society," he told listeners. Another creature criminal in charge of a country, Modi in India. And the EU already axed the 500 euro note. Well, that was a large denomination. Well, that's worth about $480 or about 375 quid or close to £400 now sterling. It was introduced originally, it was a very large denomination note to facilitate the drug trade. That's funny. After a successful, and started again, and the EU already axed the 500 euro note after a successful propaganda campaign that labelled the note the Bin Laden to make it seem a dirty weapon for terrorists. Fortune magazine wrote, "The end of the 500 euro note could lead to a cashless economy." After months of heavy deliberation, the European Central Bank decided in April to phase out the 500 euro note in an effort to curb terror financing and illegal activities. What a joke. What a total joke. As if they stuck in one economy. That's an absolute joke. The bank also announced plans to end production of the 500 euro note, worth $574 actually. So it's more than that. Yeah, correct that. So, yeah, 500 euros is worth $574 by the end of 2018. Though bills in circulation will be taken as legal tender. The note, also dubbed the Bin Laden, is rarely used by the general public. About 60% of Europeans say they have never seen one, but it has been used to evade taxes in terrorist operations and other illegal activities. Eliminating the banknote could help temper criminal activity, but in reality, the implications are much broader. Analysts from Stratfor, over there, wrote in a February research note, "The idea is just the most recent step in an ongoing process moving Europe and indeed the world closer to an entirely cashless economy." I mean, this, folks, is a deadly, only touching on it today, but this is the absolute steel lockdown on top of us all. If people agree to this, populations of the country agree to this, so you're absolutely in prison. Economic, socially, you're a slave. The cashless society is a slave society. The Swedes now, who have lost their marbles completely, like California, they are now almost completely cashless. The cashless side is also coming to the United States with former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. He's the one who got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. But imagine the quoting this creature. Larry Summers recommending killing the $100 bill in the Washington Post. Where else would give him a platform, only the Washington Post? What should happen next? I'd guess the idea of removing existing notes is a step too far, but a moratorium on printing new high denominations would make the world a better place, he said. The article goes on and on and on. But and another disgusting part of this black economy is Amazon Echo saves all your voice data. This device that Amazon wants people to put in their home, it's actually recording your information. Amazon Echo saves all your voice data. Police are now accessing it. Here's how to hear and delete it. Okay, let's go with this article. Amazon Echo, built upon the voice search capability of Androids, or OK Google and Apple Siri, special apps, I presume, and turned it into a device that is capable of doing everything from answering questions to turning on your air conditioner. Nice misprint here. However, like all beneficial technology, when the government gets involved, this useful household item is converted into spying machine or surveillance state, like smart meters. Doing a major piece on this next week on smart meters and technocracy. In a seemingly unprecedented case out of Bentonville, Arkansas, the latest example of how police can use your technology against you is coming to fruition. Investigators in Bentonville have filed search warrants with Amazon, requesting the recordings made on a man's Echo device between November 21 and November 22, 2015. The recordings belonged to James A. Bates, who was charged with murder after a man was strangled to death in a hot tub. According to CNET, while investigating, police noticed the Echo in the kitchen and pointed out that the music playing in the home could have been voice activated through the device. While the Echo records only after hearing the wake word. What the hell is saying here? Police are hoping that ambient noise or background chatter could have accidentally trigger the device, leading to some more clues. Yeah, well, they'll find out, I'm sure. It is believed that these records are retained by Amazon.com and that they are evidence related to the case under investigation, police wrote in a search warrant. According to court documents, Amazon has yet to concede to the search warrant and has not been. Well, of course they will. Mr. Bezos, Amazon are a military industrial contractor selling the snooping software they've developed to the government. However, according to police, Amazon may not have to send over the files for cops to get them. According to warrant, police believe they can tap into the hardware on the Echo, which could potentially include timestamps, audio files, and other data. I see. Well, there's obviously a back door in it. That's why. On top of Bates' Echo, police have also attempted to break into his phone, but are unsuccessful due to his password. I see. Very good. Anyway, we have a caller, Mike in Kentucky. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, you're talking about all this elimination of cash business that's going on, uh-huh. Where they're tightening the screws. It's been going on for quite a while. I know a guy that was in banking, mm-hmm. for several decades, and during the Miami Vice days, if you remember that TV show, Crockett and Tubbs, and
yeah,
the little
sure.
Dino Spider convertible, which I can barely remember. I never watched the show, but this guy was in banking in Florida in the early 1980s. And this guy would come in all the time from Colombia with lots of $20 bills or small denomination bills, and he'd make these cash deposits and immediately invest in euro dollars. And I was like, what? That's way before the European Union. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, no, you can invest in euro dollars way back then. And finally, he asked his bank manager, you know, there was some kind of a issue that came up in a meeting or something, and about accountability or something. He says, so what's with this guy that keeps coming in from Colombia making all these deposits and converting it into the euro dollars and, you know, going through using our bank to do it? And the bank manager offered the explanation and said, oh, he's the Kirby King of Colombia. He sells a lot of Kirby vacuum cleaners. That's where all that money's coming from. And the guy told him, he says, yeah. Don't expect me to believe that. Come on, you're yeah. pulling my leg. You know, he got fired yeah. 2 weeks later. So
good God, that's a very good story. Yeah.
Yeah, the euro was made initially in larger denominations than the U.S. Federal Reserve currency for mm-hmm. that reason, so that yeah. drug dealers could cart a larger amount of cash in a briefcase. So you
that's
get,
right,
you know, 100,
right.
You couldn't, you, for decades, you could not get a $500 bill. The U.S., in the U.S., they would, if you took a $500 bill, and I forget who's on the 500, president, and then mm-hmm. I think Salmon P. Chase, I mean, that says it all. The Salmon P. Chase $10,000 note, you know, mm-hmm. the Federal Reserve note, Salmon P. Chase was on there. He was never president. Who was he?
I see. No, that's a very good story. But obviously, he was a drug dealer. But I highlighted that today in other programs, that the 500 euro note, which they're now trying to scrap, was introduced simply to mop up the drug money, which all the banks were subsequently, especially HSBC, were convicted of laundering drug money non-stop. But that's an outstanding story.
The drug dealers, before the euro became printed in large denominations, they had their U.S. currency sealed up in plexiglass boxes because it would rot down in the bills
yeah.
would rot from the mold in the drug
oh my God. Very good. Well, thank you for telling us that. And very good, sir. We'll talk to you soon. We're just coming up to the next break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. That was an interesting story from Mike in Kentucky. There was Euro bonds or something around then. That's a very, very good story. Plus another thing, a footnote on that kind of thing. When the Euro was introduced, most of the European countries scrapped their currency, and two countries did not. France, the Americans bought out the old French franc. The bulk of it was sold to the United States. Why was that? Because it's going to be issued to prisoners in FEMA camps. That's evidence that's come out along the way as well. And the Germans did not scrap their current, the Deutschmark. It's in storage. And this year, 2017, is finally the year, because it should have happened 5 years ago, that four countries are going to have to leave the euro. They are Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece. And then if things get really bad, Germany will go to a dual currency, the Deutschmark and the euro. But one thing I've been warning for years is that all the euro currencies are printed in the individual countries, right? And the same value, the same markings, except each country has its own bank, central bank mark on them. Bank of Ireland, say, in Ireland, and the Deutsche Bank, Bundesbank, the central bank of Germany, printed on the German one. And every month, the German government repatriate all the non-Bundesbank euros back to the individual countries and get paid for them. So what will happen is you will only be allowed to exchange euros into German's dual currency in Germany in Bundesbank-issued euros. This is my own theory, that I believe this will happen, and a German ID. But people are not preparing for that at all. And that will happen this year. But the other thing that's going on is, it's happened, writing this long, convoluted article about the European elections and running on then to Amazon's spying device. I just saw it was the next thing on the item here. I'm jumping around issues. But that's a despicable thing, all these software things attached to these companies and these apps on your phone. They're the worst thing for trapdoors. McAfee has a piece of technology to check if your app has trapdoors or viruses in it, and it's regarded as one of the best. But international movement for monetary reform, and this is an article here, it's really a cover of something. Sweden's central bank to consider implementing digital cash, and this is from a few days ago. The Swedish central bank recently announced it would investigate ways to introduce an electronic version of cash if such money would be interest-free and debt-free, just like notes and coins. It would greatly facilitate the transition towards a sovereign monetary system and allows quick implementation of helicopter money. Written by Lars Alias and Samuel Kazen, offer to Swedish people, with contributions from Spencer Veil. All right, and what they're saying is the move was announced by the Central Bank of Sweden's deputy governor, Celia Skilinski, in a speech last week. Skilinski reported an investigation has been launched on whether the Riksbank, that's the Central Bank of Sweden, this Riksbank should issue its own digital money called e-kronas, and made an interesting case for such an idea. The ideas presented by very much echo those in Positive Money's proposal. Positive Money's for another organization could go for digital cash report. Well, this is very badly written. I don't really know who's writing this article. I haven't got their name here. But Sweden is going cashless. They're 75-80% there, and they now have overrun with immigration. Sweden is finished as a country. Is absolutely appalling. But there's elections coming up there this year as well, and we see what happens there. One of the press releases they issued, the Swedish Central Bank, Riksbank, an ironic title, Riksbank, issuing our own digital currency could be expected to increase the central bank's possibilities to steer the money supply. That is, issuing could be, in some situations, function as a monetary policy tool. That's typical central bank jargon. But anyway, Paul Craig Roberts, an outstanding man, truly outstanding man, writing a review of what's going on, current day historian, and he's saying the coup against truth. And I'll read his article now at the end of this. We're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're back again with the bottom, after the bottom of the hour break. Just continuing on this, carry on and exposing this vicious campaign about fake news and the police state and the cashless society, which is part of that. But Paul Kirkhope is intending doing it for weeks and weeks and weeks. I must every week read out one of his articles because they're outstanding on the current situation. But here he has one here on himself and John Rappaport, and he says the coup against truth. Paul Kirkhope and John Rappaport mocking the U.S. prostitutes is superb. And here it starts by saying Vladimir Putin is the secret president of the United States. Yeah, this is what they want you to believe about Trump. Yep, that's it. The U.S. is now the USSR. It's all over. Trump is a communist who took orders from Putin. Trump is a red. That was his game all along. He's a billionaire commie. Ridicule is effective, and nothing deserves ridicule more than the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, and the rest of the prostitutes who pretend to be real journalists. But as I have emphasized, emphasized, and other real journalists have, such as Glenn Greenwald. And he gives a reference where to find him. Implied the fake news recklessly promotes the prostitutes, bringing with it a threat of thermonuclear war. First, they're trying to build a case against Putin that he's attacking the United States through the media and the election hacking. And this disturbed neocons, James Clapper and the rest of them, and Hillary Clinton, want to create this situation. And it says, for several years, Russia and her president have experienced endless demonization. The Russians know that Georgia's invasion of South Ossetia, the Russians knew that Georgia's invasion of South Ossetia, drone while Putin was at the Beijing Olympics, done while Putin at the Beijing, was a Washington provocation. The Russians known that Washington's coup in Ukraine, done while Putin was at the Sochi Olympics, was a provocation aimed at seizing Russia's Black Sea naval base in Crimea, and cutting Russia off from the Mediterranean. The Russians know that Washington knows that the changes that Russia hacked the charges, that Russian hacked Hillary's emails and the U.S. presidential election are lies. The Russians know that the Russian threat created by Washington is a lie, along with all the permutations, such as the impending Russian invasion of Poland and the Baltics, which is also rubbish. The Russians understand that U.S. ABM bases on Russian borders are provocations, as are NATO military exercises on Russian borders and in the Black Sea. You can add to this list of your own. The lies have grown more and more absurd and are now institutionalized in the U.S. government, in the CIA, executive branch agencies, and among many U.S. senators and representatives, that these lies are validated by endless media repetition throughout the Western world and are viewed by Russia as indications that Western populations are being prepared for a military attack on Russia. Putin has warned publicly on many occasions that the Western propaganda is dangerously destabilizing, yet, as he also notes, no one hears his warnings. Washington is so intent on its anti-Russian propaganda that Congress has passed and Obama has signed an intelligence bill that contains a section, Title 5, that authorizes active measures to counter purveyors of false news. These purveyors are the alternative media websites, such as this one, and he's called by Paul Craig Roberts and Rappaport's site, that challenges the official line. The truthful alternative media is accused of being under Russian influence. Last summer, a website shrouded in secrecy was created that recently posted a list of 200 websites alleged to be under Russian influence, either directly or indirectly. The Washington Post irresponsibly published a long article endorsing the fake news of 200 websites working for the Russian government. In other words, the suppression of the truth is the last defense of the corrupt American ruling establishment. During the last 24 years, three Washington regimes have murdered millions of people in nine more countries, along with the U.S. civil liberties buried as well. To cover up these vast crimes unparalleled in history, the prostitutes have lied, slandered, and libeled. Now, the Washington criminal regime holds itself up to the world as the indispensable protector of democracy, human rights, truth, and justice. As the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said recently, what makes America exceptional is the use of might in the service of evil. Really. Washington brands not only its opponents, but all who speak the truth as Russian agents, hoping that demonization of Russia has sufficiently frightened the population that Americans will turn their backs on those who speak the truth. It would seem obvious, even to the insolent, that the establishment in America has gone so far out on a limb that the CIA director publicly attributes the election of Donald Trump to Russian interference, but is unable to produce a shred of evidence. Indeed, in the face of totally inconclusive evidence to the contrary, it's determined to hold on to power at all costs. The CIA open, blatant, and unprecedented propaganda attack against a president-elect has caused Trump to throw down the gauntlet to the CIA director, John Brennan. There are reports that Trump intends to revamp the reorganization and intelligence agency. The last president who said this, John F. Kennedy, was murdered by the CIA before he could strike against them. Kennedy believed that he could not take on the CIA until he was re-elected. The delay gave the CIA time to arrange his assassination. Trump appears to understand his danger. He has announced that he intends to supplement his Secret Service protection, which turned against JFK, with private security. He'll have two systems of security. Isn't it striking? The president of Russia states publicly that Washington is driving the world to thermonuclear war and that his warnings are ignored. The president-elect of the United States is under full-scale attack from the CIA and knows that he cannot trust the official security force. One might think that these extraordinary topics would be the only ones under discussion, but you can find such discussion only in a few alternative media sites, such as this one, branded by the Prop or Not, what's that, and the Washington Post as under Russian influence. But there you are, sorry. Excuse me. But Paul, that's one of his articles. He and Rappaport put that out. But that one of the outstanding chroniclers of our time on what is actually going on is Paul Craig Roberts. And his site is paulcraigroberts.org. And it's well worth reading every day. It's outstanding, truly outstanding. And there's so much stuff here to deal with. It's shocking. I'll give this fake news thing a rest. But every week have to cover what's going on it. But a down to earth story: couple forced to destroy a 40-year-old pond on their own property because the government owns the rainwater. Okay, Brian and Jenna up in Washington will be interested in this story. It says here, it's Claire Burnish. She's able to write this up. Butte Falls, Oregon. Butte Falls, Oregon, that's the location. An Oregon couple have been told they must destroy a 2-acre pond on their land, the property's most attractive feature, because the government said so. Although John and Sabrina Carey purchased the 10-acre property near Butte Falls 2.5 years ago, the pond has been placed there for 40 years, has been in place for 40 years, but that fact doesn't matter to the Jackson County Water Master's Office. I basically bought a lemon, said John, who became teary-eyed at the edge of a partially iced-covered body of water being targeted by the government in an interview with the Mail Tribune in that area newspaper. That's how they explained it to me. But the couple desperately wants to keep the stunning long-standing feature intact. So the Mail Tribune reports the Kerrys have pleaded with the Medford Water Commission to adopt the pond and treat it as a municipal water source, something Jackson County Watermaster Larry Mentier has opposed because of the precedent it would set. Yeah, this is Agenda 21 of the United Nations, sustainability and drive people off the land. The Water Commission has rights to the watershed around the Kerrys property, where dozens if not hundreds of ponds are located, as well as Melford's primary source of water, Big Butte Springs. And the Kerrys aren't the only people at, in the watershed who have difficulty with the well. The government water will probably part of a natural spring. Eagle Point resident Gary Harrington spent 90 days in jail for illegally harboring some 13 million gallons of illicit rainwater. I mean, is that just unrelated? I'll read that again. It's just hard to believe this. It says, Eagle Point resident Gary Harrington spent 90 days in jail for illegally harboring, as if you're harboring a criminal, harboring some 13 million gallons of illicit rainwater. It fell on his land, and it's a crime that it fell there, apparently. That enough rain to fill around 20 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Harrington masterfully crafted several ponds on his property, even building docks for one and stocking it with large amounts of bass fish. But his insistence But his insistence the water would assist in fire control and prevention didn't satisfy the government, since a 1925 state law dictates that the water belongs to the Medford Water Commission. The government owned the rainfall on your house, it would appear. Anyway, I just finish out this article. As Mother Nature's network, Matt Hickman reported in 2012, they're saying, okay, the bigger story here is that rainwater collection is indeed kosher in Oregon, provided that you're capturing it from an artificial impervious surface such as a rooftop with the assistance of rainwater barrels. But the extensive reservoir set up completed with 10 to 20 foot tall dams is verboten without the proper state issue water rights permits. After all, Oregon law dictates that water is publicly owned resource and Harrington. Well, it's owned by the people. Nobody has the right to dominate it. But again, people let all this crap legislation mount up on them because they're disconnected from what's going on around them. That's where the problem starts. Harrington, an Oregon Water Resource Department, waged an extensive battle over the ponds, and at one point it was ruled he would be allowed to keep everything in place, but that decision was backtracked in less than 1 year. Ultimately, Rain Man, as he came to be called, this is Harrington, the local resident, found himself charged with 9 misdemeanors, spent 3 months behind bars, and had to shell out £1,500 in fines and was ordered to destroy the dams and drain all the ponds. Right, talk about the police state. Harrington's case might have been infinitely more complex than the Careys, considering the large volume of water and infrastructure he'd put in place. But they share the same theme of overbearing government and arguably the wholly unnecessary law versus the right of people to do as they please with their property. When you're honest, they take everything away from you, said Sabrina Carey, who inspected county records, which plainly showed the pond before they purchased the property. And she goes on to say, going by the book might have been a fatal error for the couple. However, since the county didn't take issue with the pond until John sought to grow legal medical cannabis on the land and had a there was a viable source of water for the growth operation. According to the Watermaster's office, the previous owners had not received a permit for the pond, so the Careys were now in violation of Oregon's regulations, and they would have to shoulder the cost of draining the water. That's a little harassment in the extreme. In an effort to prove the pond is legitimate and persuade county government to allow it to remain on the property, the couple stopped using it, even though the well on their land had run dry, and began shipping in water for daily living and gardening from nearby Butte Falls. Can you believe this? And just coming near the end of this article, another page or two. Just stay with this. We'll see what happened here. They've also had no choice but to hire attorney Sarah Lilfeld, who filed a request with Jackson County to provide a permit for them to store water, stating the reservoir on Mrs. Carey's property, though small, is one of the largest in the area. As the Mail Tribune notes, the solicitor said the pond is an important source of water for beavers, otters, elk, deer, bear, mountain lion, bobcat, bald eagle, osprey, great blue heron, snow grate, Canada geese, and the western pond turtle. That's what sustainability is meant to be about. But no, the state are not having any of this. By all appearances, the large pool of water does more good for the environment than it, as if it weren't there at all. During their fight with the state, the Careys even suggested be used for fire control and prevention, like Harrington did, as the pond is easily accessible by fire crews. But the county has displayed only nonsensical obstinacy on this issue. This pond seems to be doing way more public good than not being there. Why now is it important to be removed? He lamented. Indeed, the 40-year-old man doesn't even profit from the medical cannabis grown on the land, and he and his wife, as he literally gives the crop free of charge to friends. I don't make anything out of it, he said. Members of the Water Commission disagree on whether this is an issue worth fighting over at all, but the Mail Tribune reports Water Commission staff found several problems with the Carey's request, including setting a precedent that could prompt similar requests and weaken state statutes while not meeting the definition of municipal water source. The staff found it would be very difficult to access the water stored in the pond for municipal reasons, and further monitoring the following of compliance issues would be difficult and costly, according to the Commission. However, the Commission also failed to state why this should be a matter for the government in the first place, why punitive bureaucracy needs to meddle with a pond on a private property serving a valuable ecosystem that poses no threat whatsoever to anyone or anything and isn't even an eyesore but must be destroyed. Beside a trailer home and dilapidated house, the pond is the only thing of value on the their acreage, and obviously, as Serena said, we didn't buy it for the double wide. I don't know what that means. She told the Mail Tribune the pond should have been registered with the Oregon Water Resources Department 9 years ago, but the owners at that time did not reside on the property and didn't do so. They have even offered to reduce the pond size. Allow officials to inspect it when necessary, and have provided a draft easement to the Commission in hopes of allowing the prized feature water feature to remain intact as far. Anyway, the story goes on and on and on. But the state, Oregon, local, rural part of the world, and the tyranny of the state encroaching and trying to destroy people again and again and again. Again, there is just no end to it. just absolutely shocking. I was looking for a story here. I think I have it back here. I'll find it here. I think I have it. Our friend in California who's on the phone there. California just decriminalized child prostitutes beginning on the January the 1st. I'll read that out as the last item today when we come back after this break, okay?
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're going back in at the very last few minutes of the program, but I'll just read this article out, especially for our friend David in San Francisco, who doesn't agree that Santa California is an open-air lunatic asylum, certainly in the urban areas. It says, California just decriminalized child prostitutes beginning January 1st. Legalization stirs outrage. And it says here, our world is so twisted today that fake news is deliberately written by the Washington Post and New York Times, etc., etc. But real news is so bizarre that it seems fabricated at such glance. Like, truth is stranger than fiction. And here's an example. Such is the case with California's new law, SB 1322, that officially legalizes child prostitution beginning January 1st. SB 1322 decriminalizes prostitution charges for minors, explains a press release from California lawmakers. SB 1332, Commercial Sex Act, minors, spells it out in plain language. Click here, it says to see it. And anyway, here's what it says. Existing law makes it a crime to solicit or engage in any act of prostitution. Existing law is a crime to loiter in any public place with intent to commit prostitution. The bill would make the obvious provisions inapplicable to a child under 18 years of age who is alleged to have engaged in the conduct that would, if committed by an adult, violate the above provisions. Such convoluted crap. The bill was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown on September 26, 2016. Instead of being treated as criminals, youths to get supervision and counseling service, but they can operate or be abused by pedophiles, right? That's the reality. The law does not legalize adults soliciting sex with children. Of course, instead it decriminalizes children and teens who engage in prostitution themselves. The idea, according to California lawmakers, is that such children should receive counseling instead of criminal charges. That is not the point. Again, it's putting them totally at risk to being abused by pedophiles. Notably, there is no age limit on how young a legalized prostitute can be. Crikey. Meaning that even children as young as 12 years old can legally sell their bodies for sex under California law, or even a 9-year-old's. Governor Brown, by the way, is the same politician who also signed SB 277, the vaccine mandate law that causes young African-American boys to be neurologically damaged and made autistic. That link has already been publicly admitted by the top CDC scientists. Prostitution is still a crime if you're 18 or older, but not legal if you're 17 or younger. Just continuing on this explanation from California. Now, thanks to Governor Brown, 17-year-old boys and girls in California have legal immunity to engage in open prostitution, but when they turn 18, suddenly they're criminals. Meanwhile, prostitution clients are considered rapists or sex offenders if they engage in sex with children under the age of 18. So now, according to California's totally insane governor and legislator, 17-year-old prostitutes can openly stand on street corners and sell their bodies with complete legal immunity. So there's more in this article I'll deal with next week, but that's how insane life is in California today. But anyway, we've come to the end of the program, and we should be back next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.